All right, now we've got Lynn in Georgia who's got a question about patching a hole in drywall. Is there a good story that goes along with this?
Well, yes, ma'am. It's my ceiling in the corner of my bathroom shower.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I put in a tension rod for my shower to hold the shampoos and things.
Uh-huh.
And when I did that over a period of weeks, I looked up and realized that my ceiling was coming apart.
Oh, too much tension on that ceiling,
huh? And now I can see up into the attic.
All right.
I'm not sure what to do about it. We took down the tension rod, obviously, but the ceiling stayed up, the roof did.
Right.
And I don't know. Do I have to go up from the ceiling to fix it? What's the best way to repair that? And it's a popcorn ceiling.
Oh, no, on top of that.
Oh, so a popcorn ceiling in the bathroom?
Yes.
Is there a physical hole in the ceiling now where it was?
It came apart in the corners, and so it just lifted up that whole corner and the tape that's there.
Okay, well, what you're going to have to do in this case is, first of all, spray the ceiling, the popcorn, with some water. You put it in a spray bottle, start scraping it off. Because you have to get that area smooth. And then this next step is you're going to get some fiberglass drywall tape, which is kind of meshy and sticky, and lay it into the corner where the crack is. And the third step is to spackle above that. You probably need 2 to 3 coats. Do it very, very small, very thin. And then after it's done, sanded, there is some popcorn sort of ceiling repair textured stuff that comes like in a can, and you can squirt it on there to put the texture back. And then the last thing you're probably going to have to do is paint the whole thing because the color won't match, but you can paint it. Use one of the big slitted rollers that hold a lot of paint and works well around the popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want the slitted roller because the slots on it will open up around each sort of popcorn texture and not pull it off as you're painting it. Because if you use a basic roller, it's going to pull all of it off. It's going to be a giant mess.
I had thought about taking the popcorn off of that bathroom. I did in my other bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And I listened to your show, and I also heard how you were telling someone to first put on kilts or something to lock in so the moisture doesn't get down, and then paint with a ceiling paint and with a regular paint, a good paint. Well, I did that, and it's lumpy, number one. I didn't do a very good job after I put the regular paint on. Then I could see all the blemishes on my nice, flat, not flat ceiling. And
did you use a paint with a sheen?
I did not. I tried to use just a flat paint. You know, well, actually, it has a little tiny bit. It's probably the next one up.
Okay, like an eggshell or a sateen.
Yes, I used an eggshell. That's what I used.
Yeah, well, the eggshell sometimes gives a texture of its own because that's why they call it eggshell, because it sort of has that textury type surface to it. You really want to make sure that once you get that popcorn off, if you've got any odd spots, sand them down. Make sure you really pay attention to it. And again, use that primer and use the ceiling paint and go with a flat finish, and it should do the trick. I mean, you're never going to get it perfect because of all that texture that was there unless you put up new drywall.
Oh, so is there a product that I could have kind of a wavy ceiling that wouldn't attract all the dirt that I could just paint over?
A wavy ceiling. Something with another type of texture?
Correct. That would be easier to wash, but give it some texture so it would camouflage the mistake.
Well, there is texture, you know, additives to paint that you could add in there. But I do think that they are difficult to clean.
Well, but also if you put a whole entire coat of spackle on the ceiling and get those texturing tools, you know, just like the sponge or that round brush, you can make little swirls. Like you can make a texture out of spackle.
Yeah, I actually did that in my dining room and it still looks good many years later. But it's hard to clean.
It can't be worse than popcorn.
No, nothing is.
No, Lynn, thanks so much for calling us at 888. Money Pit, 888-666-3974. I actually answered this question on my AOL blog a couple of weeks ago about moving a popcorn ceiling. So go to the AOL real estate section, click on my picture, and you can find the answer right there.
Thank